Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What's singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State? August may seem early for fall migration, but for shorebirds, it's not too soon. 16 or more species of sandpipers, plovers, and other shorebirds can be seen in Wisconsin this month, and many of these are migrants traveling through the state from their nesting grounds in the Arctic tundra. Their travels can take them to southernmost South America. They are among the longest traveling migratory birds. It is not surprising that their journey south through Wisconsin begins as early as mid-July and continues through August into the fall. Black-bellied plovers, sanderlings, and solitary and least sandpipers are some of Wisconsin's most common migrant shorebirds. The largest plover in North America, black-bellied plovers, are striking in their black and white breeding plumage, but by August, they have molted their distinctive black bellies. Sanderlings can be seen running along the edges of waves, washing onto the beaches of Lakes Superior and Michigan, probing for mollusks and other prey in the wet sand. Spotted and least sandpipers and other peeps can be hard to tell apart in the fall, but they are mesmerizing to watch as they wheel and turn, flying together in tightly coordinated flocks. Like all migratory birds, shorebirds need places to rest and refuel during their long migration. Horicon Marsh in Dodge County, the west shore of Green Bay, and Mink River Estuary and North Bay in Door County are great places to see many kinds of birds, including migrating shorebirds. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.